This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is The Eternal God, and was written by David Bast. Today's scripture is Exodus 3, verses 13 and 14. Then Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" Following his introductory comments to the book of Revelation, John opens with what our liturgy's order of worship used to call the salutation: "Grace to you and peace." The Apostle Paul began most of his letters the same way. In the book of Revelation, this greeting is beautifully Trinitarian. Here, note what John said about the first person of the Trinity. God the Father is described as Him who is, and who was, and who is to come. God is the Eternal One, the great I Am. God's creatures, from the smallest microbes to the greatest stars, come into existence and pass away again. But God simply is. He always has been and always will be. There never was a time when He was not. Think of the Bible's first four words: "In the beginning, God." The Bible never tries to prove the existence of God. It simply states that in the beginning, before there was time or space or anything at all, God was just there. He was then what He is now. And He always will be what He is now. God's nature doesn't change. He who was never young does not grow old. God doesn't grow anything. He doesn't grow wiser or more forgetful, stronger or weaker, kinder or crotchety. Yet here's the big thing. This God is, was, and will be for us. Grace to you and peace, now and forever. We have a gracious God. This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.